Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn your kitchen into a haven of deliciousness. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to guide you through another scrumptious adventure. Today, we're tackling a fiery favorite, the chicken chipotle melt. It's quick, it's cheesy, and it's absolutely bursting with flavors. Whether you're looking for a zesty lunch or a dinner that impresses, this recipe is your ticket to spicy bliss. So let's not waste any time and dive right into what you'll need to create this mouth-watering melt. First things first, the tools. Keep it simple with a quality frying pan or skillet, a spatula, a sharp knife, and a cutting board. That's it. No fancy gadgets needed here. Now for the star of the show, the ingredients. Grab some fresh chicken breasts, flour tortillas, a good melting cheese like cheddar or mozzarella, fresh lettuce, ripe tomatoes, and of course, the chipotle sauce. You can make this sauce at home or get a ready-made one from the store. And if you're feeling adventurous, throw in some avocado slices for an extra creamy texture. Let's cook. Start by cooking your chicken until it's juicy and tender. You could grill, bake, or pan fry it. Once cooked, shred it finely for that perfect melt texture. Next, stir up your chipotle sauce. If you're making it at home, mix some mayo with chipotle peppers in adobo sauce. Adjust the spice to how fiery you want your melt. Time to assemble. Take a tortilla, spread a generous amount of chipotle sauce, add your shredded chicken, and sprinkle your choice of cheese on top. Fold it over, and let's get melting. Heat your pan over medium heat. Place your filled tortillas and cook each side until golden brown and the cheese is deliciously melted. And there you have it, folks, a chicken chipotle melt that's sure to satisfy those spicy cravings. Serve it hot and crispy for the best experience. Before we wrap up, here's a quick tip on storing if you have leftovers. Wrap each melt in foil and store them in the fridge. They'll be good for about 3 days. To reheat, just pop them in the toaster oven to keep that texture perfect. That's all for today's episode of Simple Recipe Box. I hope you enjoy making and munching on your chicken chipotle melt as much as I do. Don't forget to share your creations and experiences with us. Until next time, keep cooking simple and delicious.